It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and Jared Stuber is here from the town of Newcastle. And in July, the second annual Dirty Hog Dash.
That's correct. Thanks for having me.
Got to be careful how you say it.
That's a tricky one.
It's not a dirty dog. It's a Dirty Hog Dash.
That's right.
On July 20th. This is a fun thing for kids, especially if it's a typical July, which we're hoping for.
Right.
Well, typical in some ways, but not another. We want it to be hot.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So, and we'll just let the rest of that statement go.
Right.
You're actually in June. You can get a little bit of a discount for the kids.
Yep, that's correct.
And this happens, remind me which park in Newcastle this happens.
At VIX Park.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Again, which is the old brand, by the way, for those of you that don't know, it's the brand for the family that ranched and farmed there, 100 years ago. So that's why some people think, well, it's VIX. No, it's actually VIX because it is actually the brand.
Right.
That's where it came from, which is kind of cool.
It is very cool.
Keeping that kind of thing alive.
Oh, that history is important.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So you're inviting the kids out there basically to come out and get wet and have a good time.
Exactly. Get wet, get muddy, run. And now this year they'll be foam. They'll be covered in foam too and color chalk.
Oh, it's always fun.
Yeah.
Again, the 20th of July is when this happens. That's on a Saturday. Again, there is a little bit of a discount if you buy tickets for the kids in advance. Where can folks get tickets?
So what they need to do is go online and register at newcastlerec.com.
Okay.
And they'll be able to sign up there.
All right. So it's kind of done through a combination of the parks and the rec department.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, the rec is handling all of our registrations. So what they do is just go and sign up as if they were signing up for any other rec program.
I suppose it's probably not unusual for the Parks Department and the Rec Department to be working together. It's kind of your facilities or the facilities that you take care of that the Rec Department needs to use on a regular basis. So you probably interface pretty regularly.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we just try to provide the best product possible for their programs.
Makes sense. Again, that's newcastlerec.com if you want to get the kids registered. What kind of information is necessary? Just like first and last name? And
yeah, it's real basic. Okay. You're going to need their age and then other contact information.
What age kids are welcome to attend this?
4 to 14.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And will you have different activities depending on the age?
So the course will be the same for every age, which was the fun part about designing it, is keeping them all engaged and running. And what we saw last year, we were pretty successful at that. It seems like getting muddy.
That's a great feeling, isn't it?
It's pretty universal.
Yeah, kids just like to get dirty.
Exactly.
Yeah, imagine that. And some of us grow out of it. Some of us don't.
Yeah, as we saw last year at the end, some of us definitely do not.
That's right. I remember that from last year. After all the kids were done, you kind of gave the parents a chance to.
Yeah, everybody got to experience a little bit.
It's kind of like you'd call it a course, and it is kind of like an obstacle course, right?
It is. Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
About how long?
Just under 3/4 of a mile.
That's quite a ways.
Yeah, it's a long one. They're huffing and puffing on the way up, that's for sure.
So do the parents follow along with them while they're doing this, or do they bring binoculars?
Well, we have great viewing with how it's set up. So you can, from the main spectator area, you can see the entire course. Otherwise, it's interactive. You can walk the course. Some parents ran the course with their little ones. We invite them to, if they're nervous, stick with them and give them that confidence, a little extra boost.
Kids going one at a time?
So they run in groups. We'll divide them out. We'll get each age group all together, and then we'll send them in flights.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it a timed event, or is it really just for fun?
It's just for fun.
Okay.
Yep.
So take us through, if you will, the course. As I recall, last year you spent a lot of time and a lot of thought that you put into this course.
Sure.
Is it, first of all, for folks that went to this last year, is it similar, the same?
Mm-hmm. It'll be similar, but we've added a couple new things. A foam cannon, for one, that'll shoot foam 25 feet. We're going to add a color chalk style start.
Kind of like the old, like the color runs?
Color runs,
okay.
Yep. All but right. We've designed and built color cannons, which is totally cool and new. They're compressed air. We load them up with color chalk, and it shoots huge plumes of color chalk into the air. Each participant will have an individual color chalk packet, too, for the start. They'll be able to wave it around and make sure that everybody's good and covered before we get wet, get muddy, and get covered in foam.
That's cool. You said, and was it a foam cannon as well?
Yep. Okay. So now we have a foam cannon.
That just sounds so much fun.
Yeah. We just try to make it
as
ridiculous.
You really enjoy your job, don't you?
Yeah.
So that's just the beginning of the course.
Right. The color chalk start is just the beginning. Then they go through a series of obstacles. You know, all of our obstacles kind of focus on balance and crawling, jumping, climbing, sliding. So there'll be simple things like tire runs, but then they'll climb over hay bales. There's tunnels. There's our 6-foot and 10-foot warped walls presented by Alpine Bank, which were a huge hit. Watching them try to scale these warped walls and the reaction from the crowd is phenomenal every time everybody got up to the top.
Is it what it sounds like? It's just not vertical?
Yep, exactly. Okay. It's a wall that has a little bit of inversion at the top. And it comes off just like American Ninja Warrior, if you're familiar with those.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
So cool. Or like, you know, like the Fear Factor back in the day when they'd have the physical challenges.
Right.
And that kind of thing.
Okay. Exactly.
How tall are those warped walls?
So we have a 6-foot and a 10-foot.
Okay. Depending on the age.
Yep, exactly. And they can try typically whichever one they'd want. They get a shot at it and then have to move on. But it's the 10-foot one is definitely a tough one, even for adults.
So how far the way through the course are we now with the warped walls?
So about halfway through.
Okay.
Yep. And
wow.
And then after that, they'll go into a little bit of a cross-country trail section. We have a great Newcastle Trails group that has developed fantastic trails, single-track trails around that park. So we utilize some of those, bring them back down into a noodle run. A noodle run. Yeah, you see, there's lots of pool noodles out there used in a lot of fun ways. It's amazing how versatile they are.
Funny, I was thinking, is it really a pool noodle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So is it like a stick horse kind of thing? Or?
So basically, we have that one obstacle. There'll be more noodles this year, but we had about 80 noodles all standing on end that they had to run and weave through. Then there were some for a tunnel that they had to crawl under. There's lots of ways to use them.
That's so interesting.
Yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely. Then there's small hurdle walls, lots of sprinklers to run through. We have two huge slip and slides, and then that'll all finish out with our finish line mud pit.
I assume that the slip and slides are going downhill.
Yes, they are.
Okay. And then, as you mentioned, which I guess I kind of could have assumed, the whole point of the thing is to keep the kids cool, right?
Right, yeah.
So you do have a number of sprinklers that will be running kind of throughout the course.
Absolutely.
Adding another element of another challenge, you might say.
Right.
And then what did you say the last thing was, like a mud pit, hole?
Yep, we have our finish line mud pit again. And so that's just a great way to finish, get them to crawl through it. And we've had a lot of parents ask, you know, what if my kid doesn't want to do the mud pit? They're worried about the mud pit. And what we saw last year, when it comes time, nobody's worried about the mud pit.
I imagine the parents are probably concerned about the mud pit.
Yeah, and all the shoes that were lost in the mud pit were found.
That's a very, very good point.
Yeah.
It reminds me of an old joke, something about losing a hat in a cow pasture and trying on three before you found the right one.
Exactly.
I'm not getting the joke right, I'm sure, but you get the point.
I do.
Again, you can register at newcastlerec.com is the website to get registered for the kids. Obviously, parents have to register their kids.
Yep.
Again, any kid from 4 to 14 is welcome to participate. And then, as last year at the end, if the parents want to give it a try, show the kids how it's done,
yeah,
as it were. You can definitely do that. Again, it's $25 to register the kids in June, $35 in July. Do you have a maximum number?
No maximum number. Last year we had 213 participants, so that was a great first year.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And you kept them somehow organized.
It was, and it ran very smooth and went rather quick. Yeah.
Awesome. Again, the website is newcastlerec.com. We'll take a quick break, come back and visit a little bit more with Jared in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Jared Stuber from the town of Newcastle. I keep wanting to call it a city. It's the town of Newcastle is here. He's the parks manager. kind of, everybody in their job looks for that one little thing that still is their job, but it's a little bit different. I imagine that the Dirty Hog Dash is probably one of those things for you. It doesn't get much better than this. I don't care what your job is.
Right. That's correct. It's phenomenal and super fun to plan, just to have the ability to come out and work with everybody on staff there at the town. Everybody's so excited about it, to really bring everybody together to create this day that is just so ridiculous for kids that you can just have so much fun with it.
And again, everybody came out last year, 213 kids last year, and then you count at least one parent for each of those kids. Yeah. That's a big day.
Yes.
And I was just thinking during the break, July 20th, that's around the time that Burning Mountain Days used to be, right? Was that intentional, or you just picked a random weekend that you figured would be hot?
It's just one of those weekends where you just have to, with everything happening in the area, you just try to find a weekend with the least amount of things going on.
Right. Yeah, the least amount, because there's going to be something.
There's always something.
And yet last year, clearly everybody came out to participate.
Yeah, we were very excited with the turnout.
How'd you come up with the idea?
It was an idea that I brought over from my last municipality. It was very successful, Kids Mud Run. And so it was just such an easy thing to, it was a gimme almost, you know, find something new that's going to be successful and that's it.
Sure. Well, it was, you know, if it's new to you, right?
Yep.
Where was that? Where was your last,
West Bend, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how does one get from West Bend, Wisconsin to Newcastle, Colorado?
The weather.
I don't know. It was hot enough to do a mud thing, a mud event for the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, if you'd like to register the kids. By the way, is this just a Newcastle thing? Do people have to live in Newcastle? Can anybody bring their kids?
Not at all. We had people come from across the state last year. When friends started calling friends, we had people from Breckenridge and from Grand Junction and from everywhere making the trip out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, it doesn't... Western Colorado is not a horrible place to vacation, as you would know very well. Do you know of any other similar events like this, like anywhere in Colorado?
Not that I know of, and not that I've seen of. Yeah, at least not to the size and the ridiculous nature that we put it on. It's a spectacle.
And like you say, the size, the scope. Mm-hmm. You know, a 3/4 mile course is pretty extraordinary.
Right.
That's it takes a lot of work and dedication. Mm-hmm. How many folks help you put that together?
Oh, I mean, almost the entire staff in the town of Newcastle has their hands in it. We had 30 volunteers last year helping out on the course. It's just a huge number. And then you look at all of the sponsors and the time that they put in. We can't thank everybody enough. I mean, it's just absolutely a community to put this on.
Speaking of volunteers, do you need volunteers this year?
Definitely.
Okay. How can folks get a hold of you?
They can just contact the rec department or they can contact me at Public Works. They can call 984-0669, extension 202. You'll be able to get me there or talking with anybody at the rec department.
Okay. So stop by Town Hall in Newcastle.
Sure. Anyway.
If you want to speak face-to-face or, like you say, 984-0669, extension 202.
That's correct.
Is your number at Town Hall in Newcastle. Again, 30-some volunteers, and that doesn't include sponsors.
Right.
That also put in some sweat equity in addition to some other, like, in-kind and some money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's... The money absolutely helps put this all on. We have great sponsors like Berthod Motors, who comes out and sponsors the Mud Pit, and they bring some vehicles out. You know, so it's the Berthod Motor Mud Pit. You know,
now that would be that would be something I'd like to see. You know, let's do a little. When you got to test the vehicle, you got to know how it's going to handle in the mud, right?
Exactly. Yeah, take it through the pit.
That might be a little different liability insurance thing, though.
Sure, exactly. That changes the scope a little bit.
Maybe some other time.
Right, exactly. But it's phenomenal. We need these sponsors. Everybody who's jumped on board, it's just not possible without them. You know, we have our presenting sponsors this year, two of them, very lucky, Alpine Bank and Phil Long Honda. We couldn't do it without every single one of them.
What will you use the money for? Is it kind of used for the supplies and that kind of thing that you use?
Exactly. So basically, our presenting sponsors are sponsoring and will permanently have their name on these new obstacles. So, you know, you have the Phil Long Honda Foam Cannon. this year. They made that foam cannon happen. Alpine Bank Color Zone, where we're going to be starting, they made that happen. So they get to make these additions, you know, really come to life.
All right. Again, this happens on Saturday, July 20th at VIX Park in Newcastle. And again, it is a registration event. How late will you take the online registration, though? Right up until that morning?
Right up. And then they can come register in person, too.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So if it's a last-minute thing and you're not sure, it is Colorado, you're not sure what the weather's going to do, so you just want to call it that morning, you can just show up at VIX Park and folks will be there. You know,
absolutely.
In all of this conversation and talking about the course and all that, we haven't talked about what time this happens.
Right. Sure. It starts at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Yep. It should run from 9 to noon.
Details.
That's it.
Anything at noon, like food or a picnic or anything like that?
Yeah, so each participant will get a coupon for a hot dog, chips, and drink. They can have that at any time. People can hang out. It was amazing last year that when the event was over, people just didn't disperse immediately. Everybody kind of hung out. It turned into a fun time. We have our great music playing, and it turns into just kind of a little community event since everybody's together.
Did somebody playing music or
just
an
DJ
iPod
this
high, or something like that?
Awesome. Yep, iPod.
Would that be you, Jared?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so what does Jared have on his iPod?
Oh, just the hits from 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and today. Every bit of it.
Hey, that almost sounds like a radio promo. That sounds like a great idea.
No, we put together a playlist of just the greatest, and it's every genre.
Upbeat music.
Everything, just music to feel good.
I like that. Again, the website is newcastlerec.com. Again, you can register there. It's $25 in June. In July, it's $35 per kiddo. Again, kids from 4 to 14 are welcome. And again, you'll do these in similar age groups.
Mm-hmm.
So that's obviously correct. The young kids are not going to be on the course at the same time that the teenagers are.
That's right.
Because that might, you know, get a little dicey.
Right.
But age appropriate. And then once all the kids have gone, adults, if they choose to, will also get a chance to.
Yeah, they'll get to check it out. That's what happened last year. So we'll see. Sign a waiver.
So does, exactly. Will the attorneys be waiting at the end of the obstacle course? Does this include you, Jared, and your staff from the city?
Oh, absolutely.
The town?
There's extensive testing that happens going into this event.
You have to make sure it's safe for the kids.
Yeah, have to.
You have to.
Yeah.
Again, website is newcastlerec.com. One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up with Jared in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Jared from the town of Newcastle is here today. He's the parks manager. So if you've ever walked through or used a park facility in Newcastle over the last 2 or 3 years, probably Jared had touched it in some way, be it maintenance or repair or something like that. How large is the parks staff in Newcastle, by the way?
So we have 4 seasonals on board, and I have one other full-time.
I was going to say, I guess in the winter there's probably not as much to do, huh?
No, not in the park system. You know, it really starts to shut down, but we do work on equipment, and then we assist the streets department in their snow removal efforts.
Right. I imagine that's probably an all-hands-on-board
it is
kind of thing. And as you mentioned, again, for the Dirty Hog Dash, which, by the way, happens on Saturday, July 20th, it is an all-hands-on-deck kind of thing with everybody from the town getting out there and helping build this big kids' fun obstacle course, including the rec department, of course, who they're, you know, summertime is their busy time as well.
Right.
With all the different activities like the soccer and the t-ball and the so on and
That's
so
it.
Forth.
They're very busy and very gracious with their time.
Yeah, it's well, and it is a fun thing.
It is.
You know, you put on a fun event, it's not really too surprising that people would want to help you make it happen.
Right.
Again, around 30 volunteers were needed last year, probably at least that many this year. And again, if you'd like to talk about volunteer opportunities, give Jared a call. 984-0669. That's Newcastle Town Hall, and then his extension is 202.
Yep.
You start with that the color chalk blast, and then the foam cannon is there as well, and then a 3/4 mile course for the kids that all accentuate different areas like balance and crawling and jumping and sliding and the warped walls that we talked about before, then a little run on the cross-country trail. Of course, sprinklers interspersed throughout all of this to keep everybody nice and cool. The noodle run, some small hurdles. You mentioned a couple slip and slides.
Right.
Are these industrial size, extra strength slip and slides, or are these the average consumer version?
Oh, this isn't something you'd find at Walmart, no.
No,
it's very custom built.
I was going to say, is this something more along the lines of that one episode of Mythbusters? did you see that?
I didn't.
Okay.
Know.
They were actually using, I think it was some kind of dish soap to break the surface tension of the water. It makes you slide more. Anyway. and then everybody gets a little coupon for hot dog, chips, and a drink.
Yep.
That's all the kids. Mm-hmm. And they can use that at any time between 9 and noon on July 20th. And everybody's welcome to just hang around. It is a public park, so even after the event is done, everybody can hang out. Are there other things like swag bags that the kids get in addition to the coupons and stuff?
There is, absolutely. Okay. They'll be getting a Dirty Hog Dash t-shirt this year.
That's awesome.
A custom sweatband, again. It was a big hit last year. They'll also be getting their medal for running. A new custom water bottle by Sunlight Ski and Bike Shop, which is great that they're donating this year. And their coupon for their drinks and some sunscreen in there provided by a property shop.
Sunscreen.
Yes.
Always a good thing. Talk about the t-shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. So it has our classic Dirty Hog Dash logo on it. Yep. And it just shows you put that on, you're ready for business.
Right. Everybody knows you're serious.
Right, exactly. It's time to run.
You have an example of that, by the way, on the registration page?
Yes. Yep, yep. Okay. You'll see our hog with his DHD sweatband on.
That's awesome. Again, that website is newcastlerec.com, where you can get registered. Are there any other sponsors that you'd like to recognize?
Absolutely. First and foremost, our presenting sponsors, Alpine Bank and Phil Long Honda. I'd also like to thank City Market, Berthod Motors, Castle Valley Children's Clinic, The Property Shop, Sunlight Ski and Bike Shop, Highway Ranch and Supply, Culver's, Trailhead Chiropractic, Pepsi, the Newcastle Chamber, and then, of course, Newcastle Recreation and all of our special events planning.
Awesome. Again, Saturday, July 20th is when this happens. And again, kids between 4 and 14 are welcome to come out to VIX Park from 9 to noon. So for folks that don't know where VIX Park is, it's I would call it above Castle Valley Ranch and Lakota, kind of in that area, north of there, right?
Right, exactly. If you find a North Wild Horse either off of Castle Valley Boulevard or Alder, it'll take you up to VIX Park.
And I guess in this day and age, you could always just ask Siri or Google, too. And either one of them could probably get you there, although you may end up going over Shrine Pass to get there.
Right.
You get there eventually.
Get to Newcastle. There should be signage to get you there.
If it says anything about the Boiler Road, then you might take a step back and think about it before you follow the
Recalculate.
Answers. Yes, exactly. Again, the website is newcastlerec.com. Again, Jared's number, if you have any questions we didn't answer here, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities, 9840669, extension 202. Maybe somebody has an idea for another obstacle that you can put in this.
Bring them. We're welcoming.
When will you start actually building this, by the way?
Oh, it started this winter already. We started developing the color blaster cannons. You know, that took quite a bit of R&D. And so, you know, it's almost year long. So we take a little bit of break from the end of the event through the fall, and then about January we start.
Remind me after we're done to tell you about the CO2 cannon that we got to play with several years ago.
I will.
I didn't see exactly how it was made, but I think I learned enough.
Nice.
You just got to be careful how much pressure you put in. Again, it's Dirty Hog Dash is $25 for kids that sign up in June. It's $35 if you sign up in July, including the morning of. Mm-hmm. Again, it's 9 to noon on Saturday, July 20th at VIX Park in Newcastle. Again, last year, 213 participants.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, how many parents tried it out last year after the kids were done?
I mean, between the parents and grandparents, I mean, there was, it was I don't know. A good percentage. They were out there in some form or fashion. I think the slip and slide was the biggest draw at the end.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Okay, so here's the final question. Were the parents as concerned about getting dirty or as not concerned about getting dirty as the kids were? Or were they a little bit more worried about?
Well, I think once everybody got there and saw what was happening, the concern about being dirty just washed
went
away.
Out the window. Yeah. It washed away. Oh, that's very good. You know what? I think that's a great way to end the conversation. Again, you can register the kids at newcastlerec.com. Again, anyone is welcome from anywhere that would like to show up. And you have ideas about numbers this year? You think you can double it this year?
Yeah, we're preparing for 500. So we thought we'd be ready. We were caught off guard last year. Those last couple of weeks,
so you think,
it was huge.
You know, some kids, all kids will bring at least one parent, obviously, because they have to. Some will bring two, some more. So probably like 750 total people.
Yeah, it'll be a bunch of people
up
there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
What? If only every event went off this well. So good luck for a great second year.
Thank you.
Again, the website, newcastlerec.com. Jared's number, if you'd like to volunteer or if you have questions, 984-0669, extension 202. All the best, man. Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 1230. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.